The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Not just basketball, postseason basketball. And not just postseason basketball, but state tournament semifinal basketball. Two wins away from tearing down the nets. It's the semifinals in Class 3A girls tonight. Live from the Hutchinson Sports Arena, it's the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays set to take on the Hugoton Lady Eagles. A pleasant good evening, basketball fans, along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke with you. Getting set for Sabetha and Hugoton, the Lady Blue Jays are 22-2. And at state for the first time since placing second in 2016. That, of course, is in basketball, as the Lady Blue Jays are back in Hutch, where many of these girls came here and competed and won a state volleyball championship earlier this school year. The Hugoton Lady Eagles have a record of 23-1. They're only lost to a 6A liberal school, and they've only had a few games that they've won by fewer than 9 points this season. It's a Hugoton Eagle squad that is at state for the fifth time in the last 7 years. They won it all and went undefeated back in 2017. So no doubt, two of the best teams in the state that have been in the rankings throughout this high school basketball campaign, they're set to meet here with the winner to take on Cheney in the championship game at 2 p.m. on Saturday. That's because Cheney was a victorious winner over Frontenac in the earlier contest here today. So about the Lady Blue Jays under Coach Nate Bauman. It's his second year as the head coach after serving as a longtime assistant for the Lady Blue Jays under Coach Alex McAfee. Coach Bauman now 41 wins and only 6 losses in his 2 years as head coach at Sabetha. Getting the team back to state, it certainly wasn't easy, as Sabetha had to win a rubber match in third meeting between Royal Valley. That went to overtime before a 44-41 win. And then it took double overtime for Sabetha to avenge their other loss of the year and win a third meeting and rubber match against their arch-rival Nemaha Central last Saturday in the sub-state championship. Sabetha beat Silver Lake earlier this week on Monday to advance here to the Final Four this year at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Hugoton had a little easier time, especially in their sub-state, as they won all of their games by 27 points or more against Larned and Holcomb, and then beat Cimarron in the sub-state championship last Saturday. On Monday, Hugoton won a close game against Phillipsburg, which was by way of a 52-47 final. Hugoton comes in having won 8 consecutive games. The Sabetha Blue Jays have now won 12 straight contests here this season. Hugoton under the direction of head coach Emmanuel Adigan, and the Eagles from the Great Western Athletic Conference set to take on the Blue Jays from the Big 7 League. Should be a great ball game. We hope you enjoy it as we're live here on 92.1 KMZA and also streaming audio worldwide and free online at mscsports.net. Click Listen Live and select KMZA. Sabetha and Hugoton will be joined by Blue Jay head coach Nate Bauman as we take a timeout and then have the coaches' state comments here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Moral Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Moral Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Welcome back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena, getting set for the 3A Girls State Semifinals. Now joined by Nate Bauman, head coach for the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays. And, Coach, want to go back to Monday for a moment. Didn't quite really seem like really the atmosphere, I guess, of a state tournament. The good thing for you is that you were in control most of the night. There wasn't a bunch of drama like your double overtime and single overtime sub-state games. But I'm sure you're just happy to see your girls play well in advance Monday.
Yeah, and that's probably part of the reason there wasn't such a good atmosphere, is the game spread was a little more. But, yeah, I'm excited that we got that win. We could just get down here, and it does really feel like state now. And being in the big arena and all your family and friends coming down to watch you is really a lot of fun for the girls.
How excited are the girls, and what have the last couple days been like kind of preparing and getting set to come down here for the Final Four?
Yeah, you know, I think we're 8 hours away from Hugoton or something, so it seems like it's in another planet. But, yeah, we've had a good 2 days of watching film and getting ready for them. They are a really athletic team and aggressive, and so we expect to see some pressure. I don't think we'll see anybody hold the ball for very long like we did the other night. So probably a little higher scoring affair, and we want to try to keep them down as much as we can.
Sabetha girls basketball state for the first time since placing second in 2016, but several of these girls, of course, came down here and won state volleyball. Do you feel like that maybe helps with confidence and just being in a familiar setting here tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Just coming in, I mean, they knew where the locker room was before I did, really. They've changed the locker room since 2016, so they knew where they're going better than I did. But so that does help, and just being in the big arena and the high ceiling and the deep backdrop and all those things are good for our girls to have that experience, yeah.
Nate Bauman, head coach of the Sabetha girls, with us. A couple more questions. What about your opponent? Obviously, you get to this point, they're very, very good. It's interesting that the three top scorers and players are all sophomores, so they seem kind of young. But what have you noticed in watching them and preparing for Hugoton here tonight?
Yeah, they are really aggressive, averaging about 60 points a game, and offensively really looking to push it and get to the paint and shoot the ball pretty well. Also, defensively, they're in your shorts and trying to get after you. So, you know, we're going to have to attack that pressure defensively and make sure we handle that. I've talked to the girls about, especially early in the first half and early in the second half, it seems to be when teams really try to crank that up. And if we can withstand that first wave, then it kind of settles in. Defensively, we've got to keep them from getting to the paint and getting to the free throw line. That's our main goal. So hopefully our zone defense will do that.
Your team 22-2, of course, and has avenged each of their losses, winning twice against those opponents this season. So I would imagine you expect them to come out and play with confidence tonight and really embrace this moment and opportunity?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about our schedule all year long, and certainly this week. They're a good team. So are we. We played a really good schedule, so let's just see what happens tonight.
Awesome. Congrats on getting here to the Final Four, Coach. Go get a win tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Justin.
Nate Bauman, head coach of the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays. Our pregame from the Hutch Sports Arena continues after this here on Kansaland Radio.
My name is Dustin, and I have been a patient at Dr. Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Center in Sabetha since 2012. I have a family history of back issues that caused several of my relatives to have back surgery. I want to do everything possible to avoid back problems, and I firmly believe that I will not need surgery or any other invasive procedure because of my commitment to regular chiropractic care, exercise, and proper lifting. I appreciate Dr. Lukert's proactive approach and am thankful that I am free of back and shoulder pain.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
If you burn fuel, Berwick Co-op Oil Company in Sabetha can save you money on gas, diesel, and propane contracting every day of the year. Stop into the Berwick offices located at Sabetha and Pride on South Highway 75 and talk to them about locking in your lowest gas, diesel, and propane price. Berwick Co-op Oil is the leader in contracting fuel to save you money. Stop in today, Berwick Co-op Oil in Sabetha, Kansas.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
And welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke with you here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, getting set for the 22-2 Sabetha Lady Blue Jays taking on the 23-1 Hugoton Lady Eagles. Emmanuel Adigan is the head coach for Hugoton. His daughter is one of their star sophomores, three of them. Samaya Adigan, a sophomore. We're going to take a timeout here for the national anthem and be back in just a moment.
Main Street Auto Supply in Sabetha takes pride in being your locally owned supply store for all your auto parts needs. Competitive pricing and personal service are always a priority at Main Street Auto Supply. Stop in and see Miles and let him help you find what you need. Or if it's not in stock, he can get it right away for you. Main Street Auto Supply, 810 Main Street in downtown Sabetha. Open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays and Saturdays until noon.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 Series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
Schenck Process in Sabetha is happy to be a part of the network of manufacturers in Northeast Kansas. Schenck Process designs and builds material handling systems that are shipped worldwide. The employees of Schenck Process are proud to sponsor local sports and community events.
High-quality dental care is a team effort at the practice of Dr. Betsy Tedman in Sabetha. The staff works together to provide preventative education and comprehensive treatment for the entire family. For an appointment, call Dr. Betsy Tedman in Sabetha, 284-2323.
KMZA.
And welcome back. Apologize for that abrupt break there as we wrap up the Boomer Steakhouse pregame show. I'm going to get to the starting lineups here in a bit. I thought they were doing the lineups first, but the anthem did get going there, so we wanted to step away and pay our respects for that opportunity. Sabetha and Hugoton is what we're set for here on 92.1 KMZA, and let's go ahead and check those starting lineups now. It'll be Sabetha, the visitors on the scoreboard. Hugoton, with just one loss, will be the home team. The Eagles will be in their white uniforms with the blue numbers and letters trimmed in red. Sabetha in the road at Navy Blues here this evening with the white numbers, letters, and trim. The Sabetha starting lineups, the same as it's been for the majority of the year. The Blue Jays will go with 5'5 junior Emily Krebs in the backcourt with 5'8 senior Melina Schumann. Also starting on the wing is 5'8 senior Cameron Wessel. And in the post for Sabetha, it's Leah Renier, 5'10 senior, and Nicole Stahlbaumer, a 6-foot senior. Sabetha led by Renier, 13 points and 7 rebounds a game, and Schumann, 12 points and 7 rebounds per game. Two of those key senior leaders for this Lady Blue Jays squad. 22-2. This is their 14th state basketball tournament appearance. And first time since 2016, they're trying to get to the state championship game for the seventh time in their 14th appearance here with a victory this evening. for the home Hugoton Eagles from the Great Western Athletic Conference under Coach Emmanuel Adigan. The starters include 5'3 senior McKenna Hamlin in the backcourt with Samaya Adigan, a 5'8 sophomore. Also starting is 5'8 sophomore Mike and Hamlin. Rounding out the starting lineups in the post, it's 5'9 sophomore Gianna Voss and 6'1" senior Jordan Beard. Hugoton is led by Mike and Hamlin at 21 points per game. Voss scores 13, and Adigan averages 10. So they have three players in double digits, and Jordan Baird is at 8 points and a team-high 9 rebounds per game for the 6'1 senior. But three sophomores are the three leading scorers on this Hugoton Eagles squad that started the year 15-0. They lost to Liberal by 5. Their only loss is now they've won 8 straight. But only 3 of their 23 wins have been by less than 9 points this season. So you feel like if Sabetha can just keep this one close, if they can play well, put a little bit of pressure on Hugoton, get them in an uncomfortable spot that they haven't experienced much this season, that may be one thing in Sabetha's favor. The Lady Blue Jays, we know, have the poise. They played double overtime last Saturday. They played single overtime in the semifinals against Royal Valley. This team has no doubt been tested through the Big 7 League, but Sabetha going to have to play defense great as they have all year, the best defensive team in the entire state, Class 3A, allowing less than 30 points per game. But they got their hands full tonight because the Hugoton Lady Eagles are scoring 61 points per game. Sabetha averaging about 47 points per contest. Something's got to give. This one should be fun. Hugoton at state for the 5th time in the last 7 years, although 4 of those 5 trips to state came in Class 4A Division 2. Set to go here in 3A. This is the semifinals as both teams won their opening round state tournament game on Monday. Sabetha will get the ball out of bounds to start this contest, and the Lady Jays will be going from right to left here in the first 2 quarters of the night. We hope you enjoy it. Again, 92.1 and live online. Click KMZA when you hit the Listen Live tab at msesports.net. Officials are ready. They get the game ball on the floor, and this should be fun. Here we go, folks. Blue Jays with the basketball. Hugoton is full court man-to-man. Melinda Schumann and the Lady Blue Jays come right down their lane left side. Schumann off the glass and in, and she scores early off the tip. 8 seconds in, Schumann left of the lane, drives and banks it in off the window. Now Voss in the first set. Quickly the ball reversed over to Hamlin on the far side for Hugoton. Up top to Mike and Hamlin. That's Mike and the sophomore and McKenna the senior. Here's a 3-ball, and it's short, a little flat, rebound. That shot missed by Hugoton, and it's knocked out of bounds to Sabetha. So battling for the offensive rebound, but they come up empty on the scoreboard, and now Hugoton will apply full-court man-to-man pressure. This is another big key. Sabetha's got to take care of the basketball, especially against this full-court press. Schumann gets the basketball, and they clear it out for her. They'll let Minnie bring it up one-on-one if she gets that opportunity here all night. 40 seconds gone by. Blue Jays with a 2-0 lead. Schumann looks down road to Rinier. Nice fake, spins, shot blocked, but a foul. As over to help came Jordan Beard, and will pick up the personal, sending Leah Rinier to the charity stripe. Rinier so good on that low block, so many post moves, the way she's able to spin and create better looks and opportunities for her down low. Rinier to the free throw line here for 2. First one on the way, and it's good. So Rinier hits her first free throw, 52% on the year. Struggled against Royal Valley, but was better against Nemaha Central and Silver Lake. Actually better against Silver Lake, than Nemaha Central. And Rinier hits them both here. So the Blue Jays lead 4-0. They are a 55% free throw shooting team. Pass ahead on the right wing. Three-pointer by Voss. Instead skipped across to the far side, Hamlin. Now back to Voss. Blue Jays in that zone defense that's been phenomenal all year. Penetration into the lane by Adigan. Now the kick out and the drive and a little push foul here on the Lady Jays. As into the lane went Mike and Hamlin. Mike and the sophomore, the leading scorer, the aggressor, and now the most points scored in the basketball season for Hugoton in school history. She is close to 500 points for this year, over 20 per game. And another foul here against Sabetha. So 2 fouls on the Lady Blue Jays. Emily Krebs got hit with the first personal. This foul also on the floor, and it's on Leah Rinier. Blue Jays, a team that does not want to get in any foul trouble here early. Samaya Agut in left side, another three-point shot. This one missed by Hugenson as Mike and Hamlin has missed their first two three-point shots of this game. The Blue Jays still up 4-0. 6:40 to go here in quarter number one. Mike and Hamlin, that's Mike and M-I-K-Y-N. Ball deflected back near half court. Retreating is Gianna Voss. She gets it. She's got a pink sneaker on the left foot and a highlighted yellow sneaker on the right foot. Up top, it's Mike and Hamlin who has two purple sneakers, and down low they feed it. The drive and a score by Samaya Adigan as the 5'8 sophomore, the coach's daughter, Samaya Adigan, gets Hugenson on the board. Beth got a rebound better on the defensive side. They picked up a couple fouls that time, but still lead by two. We played 2 minutes here in this semifinal at the Hutch Sports Arena. Schumann backs her way into the lane, through a double team, off the window high, and it rolls in. Schumann taking it strong to the rack. Her second field goal, and the Blue Jays again lead by four. Ball deflected on the near side. Renier comes up to defend McKenna Hamlin. And now far side, McKenna gets it back. Three-point shot. This one no good. Long rebound, and the Blue Jays get it. Cameron Wessel without numbers. Blows by one Eagle. By another. Layup. Good! Left side. Cameron Wessel says, I don't need numbers. Fast break to perfection as she outran two Eagles down the floor. About the leading 8-2. What a take there by Wessel. Strong with the left hand. Now the pass down low is deflected away and out of bounds. It's last touched by Hugenson. That is a turnover on the Eagles as Sabatha will get it back, leading 8-2 at the 5-minute and 19-second mark here in quarter number one. Molly McClure comes in, our first substitution of the night in there for Hugenson. They have about a 6-7 player rotation, very similar to the Blue Jays, who still have their starting five out there. Here's Krebs against the tight man-to-man, getting it to Stahlbaumer. Up top, Renier. Nice bounce pass down low to Schumann for another easy basket. Renier gets the dime from the foul line. She threads the needle to Schumann, cutting from the low block, and it's 10-2, Lady Jays with the lead. Hugenson appearing a little bit rattled as Sabatha settles into the zone. Here's Adigan, a step back, long 15-footer, and it's right through there. Samaya Adigan has both field goals for the Eagles, as now it is 10-4, the Sabatha advantage. 4 minutes, 35 seconds. Schumann looking things over, gets the screen from Stahlbaumer. Oh, and a 10-second count. Pounding the basketball into the floor, Schumann very upset. Just kind of waiting patiently there before bringing it across the timeline. First turnover of the night. Didn't realize that 10-second count was on and feels a little silly about it now. Here's Adigan, reversed around to the left side. Hamlin down low to Adigan. Shot partially blocked by Stahlbaumer, but a foul. This is the third foul now against the Lady Jays, and it's on Nicole Stahlbaumer, her first one tonight. The free throw line, Samaya Adigan. First one is no good. She's got all four Hugenson points and attempts their first free throw of this game. She's got one more coming. 4:22 to go here in the opening quarter. Great start for Sabatha, especially in transition, and their offense has been almost flawless here to this point. Renier back to Schumann, who will probably jog it across the timeline now, this time picked up by Gianna Voss. Gets a screen from Stahlbaumer. Schumann takes off all the way in the lane. Now out to Krebs. Stahlbaumer high post, left side, and a travel there on Nicole Stahlbaumer. She slid the pivot foot before making that pass. It's two straight turnovers now against the Lady Jays. Again, Hugenson's lost only one game. They've only trailed in a couple in the fourth quarter all year. This is a team that Sabatha would like to play out in front of and keep the pressure on this squad here in Hutchinson this evening. McClure hands it on the weave to Voss to the far side now. Mike and Hamlin missed two early threes. This one down low. The shot missed by Jordan Beard. Rebounded by Sabatha. Renier's got it. Wessel ahead, but Leah doesn't want to push it. Now finds Krebs here on the near side in front of the scorers table from right to left. Krebs getting a screen from Renier. Back to Wessel it goes on the left wing. One of three Blue Jays that have already scored. Sabatha leading 10-5. Crossover. Renier now without the dribble. At the elbow, in trouble, back out to Wessel, a long two, straight away, it's short, long rebound, Renier chased it down. Sabatha getting an offensive board, Renier to the cup, and the layup, no good. Bit too hard, it spun off the front iron, and now Stahlbaumer trying to rip the rebound away. Her strength has been phenomenal the last couple of weeks, Renier on the deck as well, getting a jump ball there against the 6'1 senior Jordan Beard. possession arrow to Hugoton, but Sabetha will get the next one. And in for the Lady Jays comes Mary Lukert. She's a 5'7 sophomore, averaging 10 points a game, and certainly a threat from long range. Sabetha by 5, Hugoton with the ball, Blue Jays in their zone D. Pass goes down to the block. Beard goes around Stahlbomber. Can't get the shot off. Double team comes from Rinier. Pass kicked on the left wing. Here's a three, and that's off the back lip. Missed by Mike and Hamlin. She's 0 for 3 from the perimeter. And Sabetha has the basketball moving right to left. Under 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Sabetha led 10-2 early. Lukert passes it up top to Rinier. And now Krebs in the near corner. Guarded by her own number 12, Gianna Voss. Krebs through the lane, over to Lukert. Here's a three ball. It's off the back iron. Long rebound, and Hugoton had it. Now it's ripped away by Rinier, as Rinier in a defensive spot there. Once the long rebound was corralled by Voss, she took off and kind of lost it as Rinier was set there and planted waiting for her. And on this jump ball, it's going to be Sabetha possession. So a couple jump balls now, and Abby Russell with a big black left black eye, checks in for the Lady Jays. Russell and Lukert have both come in off the bench. Stahlbomber and Wessel will have a seat. Here's a backdoor cut to Lukert, wide open, but blocked from behind. Thought she had a good layup, and they say it's off Lukert out of bounds. Not sure about that one. Good defense by Jordan Beard, who averages 3 blocks a game for the Eagles. So Sabetha comes up empty on that possession, plus an extra one they got via the jump ball. 2:30 to go here in the first. Sabetha leading 10-5. As up top, Blue Jays took the lead in the first 8 seconds of this game and have not trailed. Driving is McClure, kicking near side. Voss thought about a three but fakes. Now up top to Adigan. She gets it inside. Kick out. Another 3-point try by Mike and Hamlin, and she finally connects. Her fourth 3-point shot attempted, and now she makes this one for her first points of the game. It pulls Hugoton within 2. Here's Schumann, a double team comes. She gets away from him. Dribble, kicked out. Lukert, another 3, far corner. That one, no good. Rebound by Hugoton. Here comes Adigan. Adigan from left to right. The Eagles in the home whites. Faking a 3 is Voss. Driving through the lane. She lost the handle. A third turnover against Hugoton. Teams catching their breath a bit. No timeouts thus far. Schumann sprints into the half court. Hugoton's man-to-man. Down the Rinier. That's easy every single time. Leah Rinier getting it on her way to the basket and able to finish. He's got 4 points. Schumann has 6. The Blue Jays lead 12-8. Here's Mike and Hamlin up top to Molly McClure. Now back and driving. Baseline, Hamlin. Shot no good. Rebound, Pierre. That shot, no good. Tipped away from Rinier. On the deck and into the hands of McClure. Hugoton keeps the basketball as we approach the one-minute mark. Blue Jays have given up a couple offensive boards. That time it was knocked free on a scramble. High pass here, intercepted by Abby Russell. Over the head of Samaya Adigan. Turnover number 4 against the Eagles. 50 seconds left here in the first. Schumann into the half court. Blue Jays lead by 4. Schumann all the way left block. Shot left short. Rebound. Schumann trying to get it. Ripped away, though. Great job by Gianna Voss. And now passing nearly out of bounds here at the scores table. But McClure saved it in. Long skip over to Gianna Voss, and she traveled with it. 5 turnovers on Hugoton. McKenna Hamlin back in for the Eagles. And for Sabetha, Cameron Wessel returns as Emily Krebs will get her first rest. 35 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. The winner will play in the 3A Girls State Championship game Saturday afternoon at 2. Down low, Rinier, this time too far underneath the basket. She missed it, but got it back. That time partially blocked by Beard. Now on the deck, picked up, and the pass across the timeline to Mike and Hamlin. Through the lane, all the way to the cup, and foul. But on the floor before the shot attempt, you see the speed of Mike and Hamlin there in transition. And this is foul number 4 against Sabetha. As Emily Krebs comes right back in, the personal on Lukert, who will check out. And also, Stahlbomber comes in to play defense here, giving Leah Rinier a little extra rest at the end of this first quarter. 17 seconds left in it. Sabetha leading by 4. Molly McClure inbounds. A shot off the glass, banked in by Mike and Hamlin. She's now got 5. The sophomore averaging over 20 a night. Here's Krebs into the half court. 6 seconds to shoot. Emily sees the clock. Near side, Schumann. A long, long 3. Missed off the front of the rim. 2 seconds left, and that'll end the first quarter. Sabetha 12 and Hugoton 10. It's the 3A Girls State Semifinals. Cheney undefeated and awaiting the winner. We'll be back in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
For custom garages, cheap steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabetha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabetha today.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabetha cheer on the Sabetha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabetha.
When you need repairs on your truck or tractor, take it to Osterhaus Garage in Sabetha, your full-service shop. Dennis will see that your job is done right. That is Osterhaus Garage at 914 Grant in Sabetha.
KMZA.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Flukback with you. Sabetha girls lead 12-10 over Hugoton as we begin the second quarter. Hugoton will have the basketball, and we'll get you some first quarter stats here in a moment. Hugoton making 4 of 11 shots, Sabetha 5 of 14, and an airball three-pointer by Gianna Voss to begin the second quarter for the Eagles. Sabetha's got it. It's Stahlbomber finding a cutting mini to the basket. Schumann off the window, no. Rebound tip, still free. Picked up by Wessel, who hands it off to Abby Russell. Krebs, Schumann, and Stahlbomber also out there for Coach Nate Bauman. 41-6. In 2 years, Schumann to the baseline. Jumper from four, no good. Rebounded by Samaya Adigan. Adigan scored the first 4 points for Hugoton as Sabetha jumped to a 10-2 lead in this ball game, but currently up just 12-10 at the start of the second. Mike and Hamlin has gotten going. She has 5 points. Here's a skip pass to McKenna Hamlin. Now Mike and up top against the Blue Jay 2-3 zone. More skip passes here. Back to McKenna Hamlin. Now Mike and back to her with 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Everything around the perimeter. Blue Jay fans applauding, appreciating the defense. And now a cheap little foul on Emily Krebs. She's going to be the first player to get a second foul here tonight. And for Sabetha, that is team foul number 5. So Krebs with 2 fouls. You're in your back end, replacing Nicole Stahlbomber. So it's Russell, Rinier, Krebs, Schumann, and Wessel for the Lady Jays. Adigan caught it, shot it from the elbow on the inbounds play, and it's no good. Rebound to the Lady Jays. About to play with the lead here early in the second quarter. They have since the opening tip. Krebs a little stop and go. Got a screen from Rinier. Couldn't get all the way to the basket. Nice help defense there by Jordan Beard. Now Rinier gets it at the high post. She drives, shot. Dang, banked in there. Friendly bounce for Leah Rinier. She'll take it. Matches Schumann now with a 6-point game, and the Blue Jays are up by 4. 14-10 our count. Over to McKenna Hamlin, who gets it back. Now down, though, they feed Beard, and a little scoop shot, no good. Tipped by Adigan, but she's over the back of Minnie Schumann. I think this is a foul on the Lady Eagles. Indeed it is. Just their second team foul, and the personal on Samaya Adigan. Sophomore and the coach's daughter with her first personal. Full court pressure now by Hugoton. But Sabetha will just clear it out. The other four players all go to the other end. Minnie says, hey, if they're one-on-one with me, I got this. Burst of speed into the half court she comes. Rinier turns, faces the basket, but as she turned after catching that ball, she slid her foot, and that's a turnover, the fourth against the Lady Jays. Hugoton had a total of 6 turnovers in the first quarter. So Sabetha doing a better job there, but Hugoton has a 10-6 rebounding advantage over the Lady Jays, including 5 offensive boards. Down, though, here's Beard. Back to the basket, up top to Mike and Hamlin. Drives around Wessel, kicks to the far corner. McKenna Hamlin fakes a three. Now Beard up top again. McKenna Hamlin knocks down the triple. Or Mike and Hamlin, excuse me, the younger sister with her second three-point basket. 8 points now for Mike and Hamlin, and she pulls Hugoton within one. Schumann into the half court. Lady Jays in some trouble. Schumann double-teamed, and the ball goes into the backcourt. Krebs is put down. Hugoton gets there. It's Mike and Hamlin one-on-one. Huge collision over Russell. Count the basket plus one. As they say, Abby Russell did not get set. And a costly turnover on the Lady Jays will give Hugoton their first lead of this game. Mike and Hamlin has scored five straight and has a free throw coming with the personal on Abby Russell. That was not going to be a great pass anyway, but the fact that Krebs had slipped down allowed Hugoton to get to it in the backcourt, and Mike and Hamlin went and scored. Foul against Abby Russell, just her first free throw, no good, but an offensive board by Samaya Adigan up top. Here's a three by Mike and Hamlin, no good. And the rebound out of bounds. It was touched last by Hugoton. It's about the basketball. But 15-14, Hugoton has the lead. It's a quick little 5-2 spurt to begin this second quarter, and all 5 points by Mike and Hamlin. Trying to prevent Schumann from getting the inbounds pass, and she stepped out of bounds when she caught it here on the near sideline. They tried to lob it to her, another Blue Jay turnover. As Hugoton with that full court press, finally forcing one as they didn't allow Schumann to get the basketball. And Nate Bauman saying, hey, girls looking a little bit winded, maybe a bit dejected at the moment. Let's call a timeout, settle things down. First call timeout here in this ball game by the Blue Jay head coach. 15-14, Hugoton now leading Sabatha. With 5 minutes and 16 seconds left in the second period, we'll step away for a 30-second timeout on 92.1 KMZA.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts on Highway 75 in Sabetha. Trust NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, fluids, filters, headlights, wipers, or any part to get the job done. NAPA stocks tools, parts, and equipment, even for marine, lawn and garden, or farm. Sabetha Auto Parts, your NAPA dealer on Highway 75.
Sailor Insurance Service, your independent agency in Sabetha, offers home, auto, commercial, farm, crop, life, and long-term care insurance. The right products and coverage to meet your needs. Call 284-3435 or visit online sailorinsurance.com.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Justin Flip back with you. Hugoton basketball out of a Sabatha timeout. The Lady Eagles leading it by one, 15-14, their first lead of the game. Just over 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Hugoton against the Blue Jay 2-3 zone. Inside to Beard. Tough shot over Stahlbaumer. Missed it. A nice box out by Minnie Schumann. She had a double-double in a sub-state game last week. Pushes it ahead to Krebs. And it's to the high post Stahlbaumer. Over on the far right wing to Lukert. Mary just checked back into the contest. Down low, Stahlbaumer works. And the shot partially blocked by Beard. It ends up short. 4:35 to go here till the half. Hugoton still by one. Through the lane, big collision. Ball up in the air, controlled by Nicole Stahlbaumer. Blue Jays come away with this possession. Seven turnovers on Hugoton, but six now on Sabatha. Too early here in the second quarter. Krebs gets it from Schumann. Wants to drive. Kicks it up top to Renier. Lukert over on the far side. Coach Nate Bauman screaming out of play. Sabatha only sold about 220 of their allotted tickets to this semifinal state tournament game. Stahlbaumer finds a cutter. It's Schumann coming down the lane to the basket, missing a wide-open look. Boy, that's the easiest shot that Minnie Schumann will have here tonight for sure. Schumann looks winded, getting back late. And a layup good in transition for Mikan Hamlin. Mikan has exploded now with 12 points. And Hugoton continues their run and now lead by three. So that's a lead early by an 8-point margin at 10-2. Lukert into the lane. That shot blocked by Beard. So Schumann missed the open look. This time Luker blocked. Now in transition, it's Adigan around the defender, lays it in. Right around Renier she went. And Coach Bauman contemplating another timeout. Adigan will take this bucket to push the Eagles ahead 19-14. And the officials talking. There was not a timeout called, but the officials are discussing something here. Samaya Adigan scored the first four, and now she has seven. Only two players have scored for Hugoton. Mike and Hamlin has a dozen, and Samaya Adigan has seven. Remember, the Blue Jays led 12-10 at the end of the first quarter, but now down five. It is a 9-2 run for Hugoton. So it's about the 10-2 run to start the game, and now Hugoton a 9-2 advantage to begin this second quarter. Renier to throw it in. Schumann can't get free. Ball inbounded to Krebs. Gets pushed in the back as she has the mouth wide open like, oh my gosh. Now into the half court comes Krebs. Slipping down is Gianna Voss. Now Krebs is on the floor. Tried to cover this ball up, and we get a jump in the possession arrow. We'll keep it with Sabatha. Schumann looks a little bit tired here at the moment as well. Betha with a couple turnovers, and Krebs having a little discussion with the official here right in front of us. We'll try to get it in with a long pass over to Mary Lukert, right side of the lane, deflected into Stahlbaumer, up top to Schumann. That's a three ball. Got it! Nothing but net, and a big one by Minnie, knocking down Sabetha's first three-point shot of the night. And that stops that 9-2 Hugoton advantage. Schumann has now scored nine. Here's a three to answer. That's missed by Gianna Voss, and the Blue Jays rebound. Lukert in transition ahead, unable to get the ball. Schumann comes near side to Krebs. Emily looking down, though, now instead at the high post, Stahlbaumer. She pivots in the pass, deflected into the Hugoton bench. Sabetha did not touch it. It'll stay Lady Eagle basketball. 2:42 to go here in the second quarter. Cameron Wessel in, Mary Lukert out. Blue Jays back within two after trailing by five a moment ago. We've had just one lead change here in this first half. A couple big swings at the start of each of the first two quarters. Schumann comes to get the basketball. Hugoton's been man-to-man full court since the opening tip. Schumann gets it back, kicks it to Renier. This is a three-point shot, and she hit it! Leah Renier, confident, stroking the triple. And the Blue Jays lead 20-19. Sabetha with back-to-back threes to retake the lead. 2:20 to go in the half. Hugoton looking a bit winded. This has kind of been a track meet. Here's Mike and Hamlin. She's got the hot hand. Baseline cut off by Renier. Now Beard has it up top. Molly McClure drives. This one deflected over to Coach Tennell at the end of the Blue Jay bench. The basketball will stay with the Lady Eagles, who led by five a moment ago, but two big triples by Minnie Schumann and Leah Renier have both scored nine. Here's a long three, NBA range shot missed by Mike and Hamlin on the inbounds, and Sabetha wants to push it. Under 2 minutes to go, in transition, Schumann to Renier with the left hand, it's up and in. Leah Renier with 11, Schumann gets another dime, and the Blue Jays have scored eight straight to lead by three. Minute 45 to go here in the second quarter. Perfect transition offense there by the Lady Jays. We've seen it a few times tonight. Here's a tough shot by Adigan, blocked down low, but a foul will bail her out. She was trying to put her little turnaround fadeaway jumper there in the paint. And the foul against Sabetha is their seventh. The personal is number two on Nicole Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer and Krebs each with two fouls for Sabetha. Free throw no good. Samaya Adigan misses this one, and Hugoton has made just one of four free throws. Sabetha's two for two at the line. Stahlbaumer goes out, and Abby Russell comes back in. Sabetha was down 19-14, and they've scored eight straight. Adigan's second free throw will stop the run and give her 8 points on the night, making the second free throw. 22-20, the Blue Jay lead. Schumann into the half court. Coach Bauman working out the signal here, gets it to Renier, who's open from the foul line, shoots, and it's strong off the iron, no good. Rebound by Adigan. Stamaya to the far side to Mike and Hamlin. That's a deflection, but into the hands of McClure. Down low to Beard, intercepted and stolen away by Minnie Schumann. Eight turnovers on the Eagles. Schumann slams on the brakes into the half court. Lob pass to Krebs, who has to jump high to get it. And now back to Minnie as we hit the one-minute mark here in the first half. Krebs, quick ball movement. Russell at the high post. Renier fouled as Molly McClure got there a second late. Only the third foul on Hugoton to seven against Sabetha. As the Lady Eagles bring McKenna Hamlin back in. And this foul's the first personal on Molly McClure, who will take a seat. Blue Jays by two will inbound Schumann underneath. Her goal on the left side. On the wing to Krebs. Back to Schumann in the corner. A three ball up. Tickle the twine. It's downtown. Minnie Schumann for another three. 12 for Minnie Schumann. The Blue Jays have broke three triples here in the second quarter. It's about to buy five. 40 seconds left in the second quarter. Gianna Voss back over to McKenna Hamlin. Lob to Beard. No backside help, but an easy lay-in. Jordan Beard scores for the first time. The 6'1 senior with a nice lob pass there to get her the open shot. Renier gets it. Blows by the defender. 3-on-2. Kicks it out to Wessel. Up top Schumann. Fakes right. Dribbles left. Teardrop floater. This one no good. Rebound by Hugoton. 15 seconds to go here in the half. Blue Jays by three to tie it. A triple. Mike and Hamlin. It's no good. Rebound. Renier rips it away from Samaya Adigan. Here come the Blue Jays. 5 seconds to go. Renier left side. Shot by Russell. Yeah! 7:22 as we head to halftime. Another perfectly executed fast break. The transition offense has been phenomenal. And the Blue Jays get a stop, and they beat the buzzer with a lay-in by Abby Russell to send us to the break. A game of some big runs. It's about the 10-2 early. But then Hugoton, a 9-2 run in the second quarter, put them up by 5. The Blue Jays came storming back with 8 straight points. And Sabatha leads by a nickel here at halftime. It's 27-22 at the halftime show coming up live from the Hutchinson Sports Arena on KMZA Seneca.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Kansas Insurance in Sabetha has added a new crop insurance agent. Eric Renier grew up on a farm, so has foundational knowledge, plus a strong work ethic and attention to detail. Along with Roy Fry, Eric will offer an educational approach so farmers can make informed decisions about their crop insurance. Stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha and welcome Eric Renier to the crop team at Kansas Insurance, or give him a call, 785-284-7611.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
Flatbed Drivers, CAIMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAIMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
When your equipment or vehicle has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair. Contact them for air conditioning and Beeline computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair, south of Sabetha.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And welcome into our halftime show. With studio engineer Kurt Kilman, I'm Justin Fluke, back with you here in the Hutchinson Sports Arena. 3A Girls State semifinal, with the winner to get undefeated Cheney in the championship game on Saturday afternoon. The Sabetha Lady Blue Jays lead 27-22 here at the break as they get the final shot of the second quarter. And as it turns out, they scored 12-10 against Hugoton in the first frame, and then outscore him 15-12 in that second stanza to lead by 5 at the half. And it wasn't like Sabetha led throughout. We had a couple lead changes. The Blue Jays jumped out early 10-2. Hugoton would come back and take their first lead of the game 15-14, part of a 9-2 run. They actually went ahead 19-14. But then a big three-point shot by Melina Schumann started a 8-0 run by the Lady Blue Jays. Leah Renier got a three-point basket and a two-pointer as well during that 8-0 spurt for the Blue Jays as they went back ahead 20-19 and finished this half strong with a transition bucket by Abby Russell. Some good defense by Sabetha as Hugoton, 22 points. Keep in mind, they average over 60. I was going to look, too. I'll do that during our second halftime timeout, because the lowest scoring game for Hugoton this season, it might be in the makings, folks. This is a team that can score a lot of points in a hurry, and that's why they're largely still a part of this game, no doubt about that. some first half statistics for you. As Hugoton shoots 37.5%, they made 9 of 24 shots, but only 2 of 9 on three-point tries for Hugoton, and they were only 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Sabatha goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. The Blue Jays go 3 for 6 from three-point land and made 3 threes in the second quarter. The Blue Jays make 11 of 27 shots total, which is 41% shooting for the Lady Jays here at halftime. They've closed that rebounding gap a little bit as well. Only one offensive rebound for Hugoton in the second quarter. The Eagles still have 17 rebounds to Sabetha's 14 total rebounds here at the break. But Hugoton has a couple more turnovers. Sabetha with more fouls. They have 7 fouls, including 2 each on Nicole Staubomber and Emily Krebs. Hugoton only called for 2 fouls in the first 16 minutes of that game. But their full-court press was ineffective all but maybe one time when Sabatha struggled to get it inbounded to Melinda Schumann. But otherwise, Sabatha got the ball into Schumann. Everybody else cleared, and Minnie had no problem bringing it up except that one time she kind of was looking things over and got called for a 10-second violation just before stepping over the half-court line. But Sabatha leading it by 5 here at the break. And let's get you the first half individual scoring numbers. Melinda Schumann has 12. Leah Rinier has 11. And one basket each for Cameron Wessel and Abby Russell. For Hugoton, only 3 players scored. Jordan Beard has 2, although they do have her credited with 5 blocks officially here at halftime. Tamaya Adigan scored the first 4 for Hugoton and has 8. And leading is another sophomore besides Adigan. That's Mikan Hamlin, who hit both threes for the Eagles and has scored 12 points here at halftime for Hugoton. So Hugoton went up by as many as 5 at 19-14. Sabatha's led by as many as 8. And it's definitely been a first half of runs here in Hutchinson. But the Blue Jays lead it 27-22. More of our halftime show coming up after another timeout here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
C&K Service in Sabatha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. C&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabatha, helping you get there safely.
Ever been in a classy restaurant that also sold furniture and home decor, plus had a wine lounge and full bar? Say hello and step inside Brick Street Furniture and Wine Lounge in Sabatha, a truly unique experience that will put a smile on your face and your tummy. Brick Street has a full salad bar and daily lunch and dinner specials. Order a gourmet burger or their prime ribeye and KC strip steaks, plus a full bar and 15 self-serve wine options. A truly one-of-a-kind atmosphere. Stop in and experience Brick Street Furniture and Wine Lounge in Sabatha.
Schenck Process in Sabatha is happy to be a part of the network of manufacturers in Northeast Kansas. Schenck Process designs and builds material handling systems that are shipped worldwide. The employees of Schenck Process are proud to sponsor local sports and community events.
High-quality dental care is a team effort at the practice of Dr. Betsy Tedman in Sabatha. The staff works together to provide preventative education and comprehensive treatment for the entire family. For an appointment, call Dr. Betsy Tedman in Sabatha, 284-2323.
Scobie Bros of Sabatha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
For custom garages, Chief Steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabatha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabatha today.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabatha cheer on the Sabatha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabatha.
When you need repairs on your truck or tractor, take it to Osterhaus Garage in Sabatha, your full-service shop. Dennis will see that your job is done right. That is Osterhaus Garage at 914 Grant in Sabatha.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke back with you here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena as we get closer to the third quarter. Our halftime score is Sabatha Girls 22 and Sabatha Girls 27 and Hugoton 22. The Blue Jays led by two at the end of one quarter, but led by as many as eight and trailed by as many as five. They are up by 5 points here at halftime. Well, Hugoton missed their first three shots from behind the three-point line and made just 2 of 9, but you can see some capable shooters for the Eagles, especially Mike and Hamlin, the sophomore, you know, is going to keep shooting here in the second half against that Blue Jay 2-3 zone. Sabatha getting three threes in the second quarter themselves, two by Minnie Schumann and one by Leah Rinier. As we get set to begin this third quarter, Sabatha got to stay poised, keep doing what they're doing. They're doing great job on defense. Very effective offensively, though. Blue Jays, great on offense so far, especially in transition. They've gotten some good buckets. Hugoton will have it, the home team in white. Hugoton now going right to left on your dial here in this second half. Starting five out there for Coach Emmanuel Adigan and the Great Western Athletic Conference champion Hugoton Eagles. Mike and Hamlin up top. Here's a long three by Gianna Vaughn. She was 0-for-4 shooting the basketball in the first half and misses this one. Stahlbaumer gets the rebound, and here comes Schumann. 2-on-1 with Rinier. Bounce pass to Leah. Left side shot up, and it didn't drop. It hit the backboard in the rim, but didn't fall. Contact came, and Leah Rinier has attempted Sabatha's only free throws of the night. She's 2-for-2 at the stripe and going to get two more here. First foul of the half, only the third in this game on Hugoton, and it's on McKenna Hamlin, the senior, her first personal. Leah Rinier looking to tie Schumann with 12 points in this game. First free throw on the way, and it's good. 12 for Rinier. Sabatha does have Krebs and Stahlbaumer, each with two personal fouls. We'll monitor that. Rinier spins it, dribbles twice, spins it again, and now flicks it, and it's short this time, rebounded by Gianna Voss, averaging 13 a game. Boy, Voss has not been able to get going at all. Here's a quick pass to the far corner. It's McKenna Hamlin knocking in the triple. Her first points of the night, so there's a senior that's stepped up and hit a big shot to make this a three-point game. Krebs, as Hugoton not going to go full-court pressure here. They didn't get much out of it in the first half, and a bump, and now two quick fouls on McKenna Hamlin. Bumping Emily Krebs there, and so the second personal and second team foul against the Lady Eagles. Sabatha will have to trigger it in from across the way. Blue Jays in the road, Navy Blues moving left to right. Nice backdoor pass to Wessel, who wasn't able to get a shot off. Good look by Rinier on that inbounds play. Schumann now gets it, guarded player to player by Voss. Schumann on the baseline, pulls up from 10, overshot it. Rebounded by Mike and Hamlin. Ball pushed way up the court to McKenna Hamlin, who curls back out on that far wing. 6:50 to go, third quarter. Here's Samaya Adigan, left wing, open three, Mike and Hamlin, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Krebs. Blue Jays moon left to right. Coach Adigan tells Mike and Hamlin to come up and pressure the basketball a little bit, with Krebs now bringing it up the floor instead of Schumann. Basketball picked up by Rinier, goes and has a shot blocked by Beard. That is six blocks now by Jordan Beard, the 6'1 senior for Hugoton in this contest. Sabatha will keep it inbound underneath their own basket. Leah Rinier to trigger it in. Finds Schumann left of the lane. Minnie spins it, keeps the dribble on the far side. Now lobs it into Rinier, bodied up by Adigan. Nice pass to Stahlbaumer, but another shot blocked by Beard. He is a giant down there with a lot of blocks here in this contest. Mike and Hamlin. Up top and now on the near wing it comes. Here's Beard getting a touch at the high post. Dribbles outside the three-point line. We're 2 minutes into the second half. Sabatha leading by three. Adigan up top. Voss fakes the three. Tries to drive. Spins. Shot blocked by Stahlbaumer. Rebound. Adigan took it away from Rinier. Now the shot by Mike and Hamlin is no good. For an extra opportunity, Sabatha struggled getting defensive rebounds early, but did a better job in the second quarter. Hugoton got an offensive rebound there. Losing the handle was Rinier, but Wessel has it over to Schumann. Three-point shot! Nothing but the bottom of the net. Melina Schumann, nylon. She's got 15, and it's 31-25, a near travel, but the ball knocked free, and Sabatha gets it. 9 turnovers on Hugoton. Krebs is 2-on-2, scoots it to Wessel, to the trailer Rinier. She'll shoot a 3. This one no good. Rebound by Schumann underneath, back up, and in! 5 points in a row for Minnie. Not playing too many tonight. She's playing major. And the Blue Jays have matched their biggest lead of the night, up by 8. Here's Mike and Hamlin, cut off. Now fades away with the shot. Ooh, and they call a foul against Sabetha. Hamlin going to get to the free throw line. That was great defense, double team. And Hamlin was fading away when she shot it. So I really struggled to see that foul called. And it's on Nicole Stahlbaumer, which is her third personal. Free throw good. Mike and Hamlin now has 13 points to lead Hugoton. Sabetha girls have won 12 games in a row. Lady James won the state volleyball championship. So between volleyball and basketball varsity this year, Sabetha's 63 wins and only 3 losses. How about that? Lady J basketball 59-10 over the last 3 years. Some pretty good stuff. Second free throw, no good. They deserve to be here. They're playing like they belong. And they're playing with the lead up by 7 against the one-loss Hugoton squad. Here's Renier thinking about another three. She'll pass it up top. Abby Russell has checked in for the Lady Jays. Stahlbaumer out with 3 fouls. Here's Wessel back to Renier. Drives, shot blocked, but a foul. And this one going to give the Jays 2 more free throws. Sabetha, 3 of 4 from the free throw line now tonight. And Renier's attempted them all. She's heading back to the line. Schumann with 5 straight points here in the third quarter. Chance for the Blue Jays to take their big lead of the night. Renier's free throw is good. 13 for Leah Renier, 17 for Schumann. So they've got 30 of the Sabetha 34. 2 leading scorers, 2 seniors doing damage here. And this last foul was on Mike and Hamlin, but only her first. It was team foul number 3 on the Eagles. Next free throw, Renier. This one no good. So she's 2 of 4 in the half, but has made 4 of 6 free throws in the game. Hugoton down 8. Biggest deficit of the night. Sabetha led early 10-2. Here's Adigan kicking it right wing. Another 3 by Mike and Hamlin. Air ball this one. And that confidence has to be waning just a little bit, right? Here comes the Blue Jays. Down low, Renier. A layup. Miss. Maybe blocked from behind, but a foul called late. I didn't even hear the whistle. It's Tom Beard, who has 7 or 8 blocks, but now picks up this foul, and Leah Renier going back to the free throw line. 4:21 left in this third quarter. Sabetha 34, Hugoton 26. Renier eyes it and tries it and buys it. She's got 14. One more free throw for the 5'10 senior. Ames fires off the mark, missed to the right side. So again, 1 of 2 for Leah Renier, but this trip puts the Blue Jays up by 9. Now a deflection, and Wessel gets the loose ball. Another turnover, 10 of those against Hugoton. And the Blue Jays looking to go up double digits. Midway point of the third quarter. Coach Nate Bauman, hands on his hips in front of Coach Michael on the bench, right side of the scores table. Here's Renier into the lane in some trouble. Kick out to Wessel on the wing. Has some time, given some room. Now Renier up top. Drives, floats it to the near corner. Here's a 3. Mary Lukert. It's short. Offensive board, though, by Renier. Trying to get it down, though, to Russell. Now kicked back out. Schumann wide open. Straight away. Bingo! Bang, bang, bang! Melina Schumann. 20 points. Her 4th three-pointer. And the Blue Jays lead by 12. And now Wessel steals the ball. And they say she stepped out of bounds. A couple big turnovers by Hugoton. A couple big shots by Melina Schumann. And the Blue Jays are on an 11-4 run here in the third quarter. A timeout called by the Lady Eagles. As the Blue Jay fans are all on their feet. And Minnie Schumann is putting on a show. We'll take a timeout with 3:32 left, third quarter. Sabetha by a dozen here on KMZA.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts on Highway 75 in Sabetha. Trust NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, fluids, filters, headlights, wipers, or any part to get the job done. NAPA stocks tools, parts, and equipment, even for marine, lawn and garden, or farm. Sabetha Auto Parts, your NAPA dealer on Highway 75.
Sailor Insurance Service, your independent agency in Sabetha, offers home, auto, commercial, farm, crop, life, and long-term care insurance. The right products and coverage to meet your needs. Call 284-3435 or visit online sailorinsurance.com.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Justin Flynn. Flugpack with you. Our studio engineer is Kurt Kilman. It's the 3A state semifinals. The winner plays for all the marbles in a state championship. Remember, the semifinals and championship games did not even happen 1 year ago. 3:32 left in the third quarter. Quick scoring update from out in Boot Hill, Dodge City. It's the Donovan West girls leading 27-19 over Norwich. Our only other local team in action today, D West girls leading Norwich by 8. That into the third quarter down in Dodge City at 1A Division 1. That game is on 103.9 KNZA. Here on 92.1, Hugoton's got it out of the timeout, into the lane. Shot missed by Attigan, offensive board by Beard, and now a foul against the Lady Jays. Sabetha extending their largest lead of the night with a big triple by Schumann. Her second this quarter, her fourth in the contest. Minnie has scored 20. Lob pass into Beard. Kick it out to McClure. Shoots a long two. An air ball that one, but an offensive rebound put back by Attigan. Samaya Attigan with 10 points and an easy stick back there for Hugoton. But, man, their perimeter shots, they've been ugly. Missing everything. Here's Schumann. Again, that confidence has to be wavering. How about Krebs, a three-pointer? You betcha! Emily Krebs into the scorebook. And it's raining threes in Hutchinson. Sabetha's now made 6 of them, and they lead by a baker's dozen. Bounce pass to the left, McClure. Hugoton. Will they panic? Here's Voss. Back up top. 3 games they won by single digits. 1 they lost all year. Block shot! Oh! And the jaw just hit the floor as Leah Rinier cannot believe that. But it wasn't on her. Let's see. Maybe it was self-defense that came over from Abby Russell. Nope, they called it on Rinier, and that's her third. So a big foul there for Rinier. 2:28 left in the quarter. Free throw, no good. Jordan Beard misses her first free throw of the night, and Hugoton is a whopping 3 of 8. Three of eight at the charity stripe. Russell goes out. Cameron Wessel's in with Mary Lukert, Nicole Stahlbaumer, Minnie Schumann, and Emily Krebs. Out with 3 fouls goes Leah Rinier. She's got 14 points. Samantha going to need her down the stretch. Beard tries a second free throw, and this one, nothing but nylon. She's got 3 points, but her 8 blocks have been a big story. Samantha 41, Hugoton 29. Here's Lukert, double-teamed in the corner, in trouble, and it's a jump ball. Coach Bauman is trying to get a timeout, but not granted in time. Currently, both coaches have 4 timeouts remaining in this game. Abby Russell in. Mary Lukert goes out. Schumann and the Blue Jays will keep it on their offensive end. Schumann to trigger it in on the near sideline. Again, these girls were here. Won the state volleyball championship. They are confident. Nicole Stahlbaumer says, my bad, as she tried to body up and post up there against Spear before the inbound. Now Schumann gets it and flips it in to Cameron Wessel. Hugoton increasing the pressure on defense, still man-to-man, backdoor cut underneath the basket. Schumann out on the wing now to Krebs. Krebs back near side, Wessel. Fakes the three, drives, trying to get it to Stahlbaumer, but it's kicked. And again, the Blue Jays will keep it with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Sabetha leading it by 12. Schumann to trigger it in. Couple cutters to the basket, nothing there. Now Stahlbaumer breaks late, and stepping in front of her, Samaya Attigan steals it. Now Stahlbaumer gets it back. Great hustle play there by Nicole. Back-to-back turnovers, and the Blue Jays take it back near half court. Krebs gets the screen from Russell and is bumped and fouled. It's Samaya Attigan that'll pick up this one. It's team foul number 5 on the Lady Eagles. And the foul against Samaya Attigan is her second. Attigan's got 10, Hamlin has 13. The rest of the Hugoton team has scored a total of 6. Sabetha's got all but 7 of theirs from Rinier is on the bench, and Minnie Schumann, who has scored 20. Schumann, crossover dribble, look at that. Floater into the lane, it's off the rim, no good. Rebound by Samaya Attigan. What a great shot there, and a drive by Schumann. Here's a weave, Voss going to the basket, missed it. She's still not scored. This ball tipped out of bounds off of Beard. Gianna Voss, 13 points per game, now 0-for-7 shooting here in this one. He's another sophomore, along with Attigan and Mike and Hamlin. Those 3 sophomores going to keep this Hugoton team one of the top in 3A for the next couple of years. Blue Jays against the full court press. Schumann has it. They double team her. Wessel gets it at half court. Has a 2-on-1. She'll spin it out here on the near wing. 1:25 to go in the quarter. Renier's back in with 3 fouls. Renier threw the basketball away. Bad pass intercepted by McClure. 1-on-3. McClure back for an open triple. Mike and Hamlin. It's short. Rebound. And Huguetson gets it. Nice pass to Beard, who finishes down low. Little floating pass by Adigan. Those are more second chance points by the Lady Eagles. Sabetha breaks the full court pressure. They get it away from the trap, and now Krebs nearly lost it in the half court. Now it's deflected by McClure, and the Blue Jays scrambling a little bit here. Struggling to take care of it. Coach Nate Bauman says, hey, deep breath. We've been here. We're okay. 58 seconds left. Sabetha leads by 10. Schumann finds Renier over to Wessel. Then they just leave her alone on the perimeter. Schumann will shoot the 3 in the corner. This one airballs long. Rebound by Mike and Hamlin. Huguetson wants to run. 45 seconds left here in the quarter. Pass over on the right wing to McKenna Hamlin. Back to Mikan. And now off the dribble, it's into the lane. The shot by Adigan. No good. Offensive rebound and a foul. Beard got another one underneath. Stepping away and rolling her eyes is Melina Schumann. As Sabetha has had some trouble on the defensive glass, especially in quarters number 1 and number 3. And this foul is on Leah Renier. Uh-oh, that's number 4. Beard's free throw's good. Renier to the bench. Yikes. 4 fouls. In the final 40 seconds of this third quarter now for Leah Renier. She might be done for a while. While Schumann was rolling her eyes, it's like, dang it, fourth on the Batman and Robin combo. Second missed free throw here. The first one was good, but Beard misses the second. She's got 6 points. Sabetha falling out of bounds. Nice save in by Krebs and then knocked away by Molly McClure. 29 seconds. The Blue Jays would love to hold for one shot here in this third quarter. Donovan West leading, but only by 2 now at the end of their third quarter. It's 41-39 over Norwich. D-West girls and Sabetha girls both trying to get to the state championship game Saturday at 2 p.m. in their classes. Here's a shot by Wessel, and she strokes it in. Cameron Wessel, a long two-pointer, put up with confidence, and it finds the bottom of the bucket. Sabetha leading by 11 and nearly intercepting it. Schumann does, and she keeps the dribble, and she falls down to her knees. Sabetha's got to hurry. 5 seconds left. Schumann doesn't have any gas. This ball intercepted by Beard. A half-court heave is no good, and we head to the fourth quarter. Sabetha by 11. 43 for the Lady Jays and 32 for the Lady Eagles. Another big quarter. A 16-10 8-minute stretch. And we've got 1 8-minute stanza still to go to determine who gets a crack at the undefeated Cheney Cardinals here in the 3A championship on Saturday. We're back. This is a 1-minute timeout on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
B&K Service in Sabetha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. B&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha, helping you get there safely.
Ever been in a classy restaurant that also sold furniture and home decor, plus had a wine lounge and full bar? Say hello and step inside Brick Street Furniture and Wine Lounge in Sabetha, a truly unique experience that will put a smile on your face and your tummy. Brick Street has a full salad bar and daily lunch and dinner specials. Order a gourmet burger or their prime ribeye and KC strip steaks, plus a full bar and 15 self-serve wine options. A truly one-of-a-kind atmosphere. Stop in and experience Brick Street Furniture and Wine Lounge in Sabetha.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
On to the fourth quarter we go with the Captain Kurt Kilman taking care of us back at the Kansaland Studios. I'm Justin Fluke with you live here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Huguetson's got the basketball. Sabetha has an 11-point lead. Deanna Voss still hasn't scored and now takes it in and gets the layup. Left side, nice little Euro step around the defender, which was Nicole Stahlbaumer. Mary Luker back in. She has it. Stahlbaumer, Russell, Schumann, and Krebs out there for Coach Nate Bauman. Both coaches still have four timeouts remaining. Juman comes to get the basketball. Down low to Stahlbomber. Back to the basket. Beard is on her. Stahlbomber dribbles and now finds Krebs. Man-to-man defense. It's been that way since the opening tip for Hugoton, who has only one loss all year. Backdoor cut. Basket. No, but a foul. It'll push in the back as Mary Luker with a nice backdoor cut. It snuck behind Gianna Voss, who picks up the foul. Her second, but team foul number 5 on Hugoton. No, 6. That was number 6 foul on Hugoton. Mary Luker to the line. First of 2 is true. First point for Mary Luker tonight. Blue Jays have a big advantage at the free throw line in this game. They have 4 less turnovers as well. They lead by 10. Luker's second free throw perfect, and it puts them up 11 again with 7 minutes and 15 seconds left to go. We're in the fourth quarter. Gut check time here in Hutch. Down low, Beard on the block, almost traveled. Guarded by Stahlbomber. Up top, here's McClure around the 2-3 zone defense. Krebs up top there with Lukert right now. Hadigan to Mike and Hamlin. She drives. She slid the pivot foot and traveled. A jump ball. Okay. I would have guessed a travel, and then I would have guessed a foul. I would not have guessed a jump ball, but we'll take it. Blue Jay possession as Hugoton had it to begin this fourth quarter, and now 12 total turnovers on the Lady Eagles here tonight. And Sabetha buying some time here with Leah Renier on the bench, having 4 personal fouls. Blue Jays got to get it in and take care of it. Wessel, not a great pass, intercepted, thrown away to Gianna Voss, pass back to the baseline, and the layup good by Mike and Hamlin. She's got 15, turnover number 9 on Sabetha, and a timeout by Coach Nate Bauman. So what Sabetha was doing in the first half against the full court press is they were just getting it into Schumann, clearing it out, and Schumann was fine going one-on-one against the defender to bring it up the court. But now they've gone to the zone press, and they're double-teaming and trapping the basketball, and they're really denying Minnie Schumann from getting the inbounds pass. And that's why Sabetha seems to be having a little bit more trouble here breaking this full-court press. They lead by just 9 with this timeout at 6:49 left to go in the fourth quarter. We told you the D-West girls were leading 41-39 in the fourth quarter of their ball game against Norwich. That one is out in Dodge City. I teased you about this earlier. I'll give you it now. Lowest scoring game for Hugoton this season. Their first game of the year, they scored 47. So 47, their season, though, that was the first game of the year. By the way, that was to Hayes. Hugoton has played some 5A and 6A schools. Their losses to Liberal, a larger school, which was on February the 16th. But they've only had 4 games decided by single digits all year. They've won 3 of those and have the one loss to Liberal, which was by 5. They won a 5-point game against Phillipsburg earlier this week, Monday, for their 8th win in a row to advance to this state semifinal. Hugoton is 21-3. Sabetha gets it into Krebs. Takes off. Remember, any fouls put the Blue Jays at the line for a 1-1. I tell you this right now. The Blue Jays are going to have to hit free throws here in the fourth quarter. Krebs drives. The pass. Charge! Well, after she made the pass, she ran over Samaya Adigan. That's going to be number 3 on Emily Krebs. Team foul number 5 on the Lady Jays. Coach Bauman and a twist in his head to his side with his hands down on his knees saying, are you sure? 6.5 to go. Mike and Hamlin has cooled off. She's now got 15, scored on the layup after a takeaway earlier. He lobs this one to Beard, right side of the lane. The 6-footer back to Hamlin up top. 3-point shot, got it. And Mike and Hamlin has now scored 18 points. It's her 3rd 3-pointer of the night, and we got a 6-point game. Leah Renier greets her team as they come off the floor. A couple timeouts now called by Hugoton here in this fourth quarter. But it's 45-39. The Eagles trying to claw their way back from a 13-point deficit. We'll return. This is a 30-second timeout here on KMZN.
Main Street Auto Supply in Sabetha takes pride in being your locally owned supply store for all your auto parts needs. Competitive pricing and personal service are always a priority at Main Street Auto Supply. Stop in and see Miles and let him help you find what you need. Or if it's not in stock, he can get it right away for you. Main Street Auto Supply, 810 Main Street in downtown Sabetha. Open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays and Saturdays until noon.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back to action here in the fourth quarter, and a turnover as Sabetha can't handle the full court press. All of a sudden, a couple turnovers here by the Blue Jays. They have 11 total turnovers now tonight. And Hugoton gets the ball down by only six. Just over 6 minutes remaining here in this game. Attigan kicks out another three by Hamlin. Wow! She hit another one. 21 for Mike and Hamlin, right on her season average. Sabetha's got to break the press. They only lead by three. Here's Wessel trying to get it to Stahlbaumer. That's deflected. Now Schumann gets it, kicks it out. Krebs wide open. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Schumann had it. She hits the deck. Krebs has it. Luker goes baseline. Jumper, yeah! Plus a foul. Mary Luker with her first field goal of the night. Boy, these teams are leaving it all out there on the line. Scrambling for the loose basketball, hitting the floor. Foul number seven on Hugoton, the second on McClure. Free throw for Lukert is good. So a three-point play gives Sabetha the 48-42 lead. Big shot there in transition, kind of after the scramble ball by Mary Lukert of Sabetha. The three-point play gives her a five-point fourth quarter. Lukert, the sophomore, stepping up. Hugoton, sophomore's driving. This missed shot by Voss. Rebounded, put back by Beard. No. Rebound. Beard tied up with Wessel. And a jump ball, but Hugoton will keep this one. 5 minutes and 22 seconds. Boy, that three-point play by Mary Lukert. Wow. I mean, Hugoton had cut it. They were down 11 to start this fourth quarter, and they had cut it to a three-point game before that. It was a little 10-2 start to the fourth quarter for Hugoton, who started the second quarter on a 9-2 spurt. But Sabetha started the game scoring 10 in the first 12, ended the first half strong, ended the third quarter strong. Here's a three-point shot, oh my, by Samaya Agadon. She's got her first three-pointer of the game and 13 points in the deficit, cut in half again. Back to a three-point game and a steal deflected by Mike and Hamlin. Sabetha getting sloppy with the ball. Hamlin out of control up the court, saves it in. Shot by Voss off the window, no. And it's ripped away by Nicole Stahlbaumer. We're under 5 minutes remaining. 48-45. These teams are gassed. Schumann has not come off the floor yet in this game. She's handling it. They come to double-team her. They get a deflection. Schumann on the deck calling for a timeout and will be granted one, which leaves Sabetha with just two timeouts remaining. 4 minutes and 44 seconds are on the fourth quarter clock. And it's a one-possession game. Blue Jays will have the basketball when we come back. They lead it 48-45 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 Series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke back with you here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Appreciate all the businesses you're hearing as advertisers during our commercial breaks. They're making the live broadcast possible here from Hutchinson. It's the 3A state semifinals. The winner plays Cheney undefeated in the championship game Saturday. Baseline runner missed by Minnie Schumann. Sabetha's got two timeouts left. Hugoton could tie this game. They did have a couple leads in the first half. Here's a three-pointer to tie. McKenna Hamlin got it, and we're knotted at 48. And that's the third three-pointer made by Hugoton here already in this fourth quarter. Down low, looking reverse layup, ball knocked free. Rainier back in there. She's trying to pull it away. And we got a jump ball, possession arrow to Sabetha. Leah Rainier's back in there with four personal fouls. 4 minutes and 12 seconds remaining. Inbounds play for the Lady Jays. Coach Garrett Michael stands up with a suggestion for Coach Nate Bauman, who signals the play in. Schumann going to trigger it on the baseline to Lukert on the left wing. Get past to Krebs on the right side. Steps back, keeps the dribble. Hugens, it's still man-to-man. Up top now to Mary Lukert, who scored five in the fourth quarter. Rainier gets it at the high post, looking for Cutter's back door. Now has to dribble into a double team. In some trouble, looking for help. Finds Schumann. Under 4 minutes to go. Schumann up top. 20 points, but hasn't scored in a while. She's made four threes here tonight. Stahlbomber left alone. Shoots a long two straight away. It's in. It's out. It's rebounded by Mike and Hamlin. Pass way up the court to Beard. Beard against Stahlbomber goes up and lays it in and gives Hugoton the lead. Beard now with 8 points, and that is a 50-48 Hugoton lead with 3.5 minutes remaining. The best up top, Rainier from the foul line, jumper, banked in, and the Blue Jays tie it at 50. First field goal this half for Leah Rainier. These teams are scoring, putting on a show. Mike and Hamlin, Hugenson heating up from the outside. Had it knocked away. Now Hamlin comes left, down low to Beard against Stahlbomber. Dribbles, kicks out, Mike and Hamlin, a wide open three. This one no good, rebound tip, the Blue Jays have it. Rainier slams on the brakes. Smart move there with the game tied at 50. And now we're down to 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go here in the fourth. Sabetha led by as many as 13. They've trailed by as many as 5. Rainier to the basket. No good. Missed the layup a little short. These teams are winded. They're gassed. And Hugoton. Boy, Beard way back there trailing this play. Both teams have some players that are flat out dog tired right now. Cutter to the basket and a foul. It's a block on Schumann. Mike and Hamlin taking it hard and strong to the cup. Schumann tried to get there and get set. But again, as she picks herself up off the floor, and rolls the eyes looking here, and now has her second personal foul. To break the tie, Mike and Hamlin at the line, free throws, money. 22 for Mike and Hamlin, who only had... And she did get 12 at halftime. Only 1 point, though, in the third quarter. She has already scored 8 here in the fourth, including a couple big threes. Next free throw, no good. Rebound, though, by Beard. The 6'1 senior got the rebound and a 3-point shot, and that's good by Gianna Voss. Voss has 5 now in the fourth quarter. Another 3-point basket here in this final 8 minutes for Hugoton. And the Eagles lead by 4 with a timeout called and 2:21 to go. And it comes down to Sabetha unable to get some defensive rebounds. Those offensive boards for Hugoton have been killers here tonight. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Morrell Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrell Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, it's a 4-point game, and that was a 4-point possession as Mike and Hamlin made the first of two free throws, missed the second, but an offensive rebound by Samaya Adigan, and the kickout three to Gianna Voss puts Hugoton ahead 54-50. Hugoton's biggest lead since it was 19-14. Fairly early in the second quarter. Sabetha's got the basketball. Justin Flick back with you here at Hutch. 2:21 to go in this game. Inbounds to Schumann. She's double-teamed. Spins away from him and dribbles. Now floods it ahead to Lukert. That pass deflected up in the air. And Stahlbomber able to rip it away. Lukert gets it back on the baseline. A shot is left short. Hamlin flying at her. Rebound Stahlbomber up and a foul on Hugoton. Both teams are in the bonus, but this is a two-shot foul. As Nicole Stahlbomber will head to the line. The Bombers struggled at the free throw line this season. No points tonight, averaging 5 a game. And that free throw too strong, no good. Nicole going to get one more. McKenna Hamlin in, Molly McClure out. The foul is the third on Jordan Beard, the 6'1 senior. Only player with 4 fouls in this game, though, is Leah Renier for Sabatha. She had 4 in the fourth, or in the third, and this free throw banked in. So Nicole Stahlbaumer becomes the 7th different Sabatha player to score and makes it a 1-possession game. As we're going to head south of the 2-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Long pass, nearly thrown away, but Voss able to save it in. And now Beard has it in the near corner, and Hugenson looks content to take a little air out of the basketball against this Blue Jay 2-3 zone. A little bit different than when they faced Nemaw Central and the game was tied. Eventually going to double overtime, and the Blue Jays survived not having the basketball, but for one shot in 3 seconds in about a 5-minute stretch of that game, and a 3-second lane violation against Hugenson. Our turnovers are now even at 13. Sabatha with 5 of theirs, though, already here in this fourth quarter. And they'll have to handle it against the full court press, down by 3. A minute 37 left to go in the game. Renier gets it in. Krebs. Sabatha was up 11, folks, coming into this fourth quarter. They're now down 3. Renier out to Wessel, up top Krebs, wide open, why not? Three-pointer, no good. That would have tied. Renier gets a jump ball. Boy, that's got everybody for Sabatha holding their breath as she went in to try to get a possession. She's playing with 4 fouls, and this alternate arrow is in favor of Hugenson. Now Sabatha going to come with some full-court pressure. And is Renier going out? Sabatha's got 6 players on the court. Somebody's got to come out of the game. Getting Nicole Stahlbaumer off there, it seems. Coach Bauman says to the official, I'm sorry. He's got a great big grin. He says, it's okay, Coach. We all having a good time here. 3A State Tournament semifinal basketball. Full court pressure by Sabatha the first time tonight. Hugenson breaks it. Voss gets it, a long pass over to McKenna Hamlin. McKenna now to Samaya Adigan. And now back to half court. Blue Jays only down 3. They'll come to trap here at half court. Picks out the dribble. It's Mike and Hamlin getting it near side to Voss. Both teams are in the 1-1 bonus. And a timeout by Coach Emmanuel Adigan for the Hugenson Lady Eagles. Exactly 1 minute to go in this game. Blue Jays didn't really come out of their zone, but they were trying to trap any pass to one side or the other. Hugenson will have it when we come back. 54-51. The one-loss Eagles have stormed from an 11-point deficit here in the fourth quarter. Sabatha still got a chance. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Right here on KMZA.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
And a steal by Sabatha out of the timeout. Under a minute remaining. Here's a long two by Luker. Airballed, rebounded by Hugenson. Boy, Sabatha got a steal out of that timeout by Hugenson with great defense, but they come up the court and Luker fired and missed a long two-point shot pretty quick in the possession. Now Hugenson playing keep away. Samaya Adigan, double team. The ball's free, and oh, that's a late whistle. It might have been a foul, but Sabatha had gotten the ball and taken a step up the court before the whistle blew. They had a double team and knocked the ball free. Again, not saying it was a foul, but the official must have spit his whistle out and had to find it there before blowing it. 34 seconds left. Adigan to the line for a 1-1. Big free throw here with their Eagle squad up by 3. Free throw is good, and it's a 2-possession lead. 14 points for Samaya Adigan. She's a sophomore. Voss, the other sophomore, has scored 5 in the fourth quarter, and leading the way is sophomore Mike and Hamlin. She has scored 22. Yikes. This isn't good. Donovan West led the entire game in 1A out of Dodge City, but they just got beat. It was a fourth quarter comeback for Norwich, 54-49, beating Donovan West. So D West will finish third in the Girls State 1A Division I tournament from Dodge City this year. Donovan West in that game, led by 8 at halftime, led by a couple going into the fourth quarter, but kind of fell apart and lost by 5. Here in our game, Sabetha led by 2 at the end of a quarter, by 5 at halftime. The Blue Jays were up 11. It was 43-32 coming into this fourth quarter. And Hugoton in this fourth quarter has scored 23 points. They've outscored Sabetha 23-8 in the fourth quarter. This is a team averaging 61 points per game. Don't be surprised. Second free throw coming up out of this timeout from Samaya Adigan. 55-51. Lady Eagles with the lead. Sabetha's got to get the rebound here. Adigan missed it, and Rainier does get the rebound. Sabetha can take it 2 here. 30 seconds left. Pass ahead to Wessel. Strong right side. Now she fakes it. Passes over to Luker, who has the shot blocked. Coach Bauman telling Cameron Wessel, shoot that ball. Put it up. Looked like she was open. I mean, you love the unselfishness, but Luker was trying to get the rebound, and by the time she corralled it, she struggled to get a shot off, but Mary is going to get 2 free throws. She's having a good fourth quarter. 3-for-3 at the line. And Lukert with a 3-point play earlier in this fourth quarter that gave Sabetha a 48-42 lead. Put him up by 6 instead of 3, but and since that point, it's been pretty much all Hugoton. Lukert makes the second free throw, so now a one-possession game. 6 points all in the fourth quarter for Lukert. Sabetha full court press. 26 seconds left. Mike and Hamlin gets the inbounds, and back to Adigan it goes. Rainier can't foul. She's got 4 fouls. Krebs comes over and fouls Adigan, who made 1 of 2 free throws a moment ago. And this is going to be team foul number 9 on Sabetha. So the last 1-1 coming up for the Eagles here in this game. Adigan back to the line. She has made 3 out of 6. And Hugoton's actually got 50% made free throws here in this game. It wasn't pretty for them early on. They missed the front end. Rebounded by Schumann. Sabetha down 3. Minnie's got it. Passes over to the far corner to Lukert. On the wing to Krebs. Sabetha needs a 3 to tie. Rainier will shoot. And do it! 55 all, 8 seconds left. Rainier hits a 3, top of the key. Sabetha can't foul. Hugoton turns it over! Hugoton turns it over! Sabetha's going to have the ball. A timeout with 3.8 seconds to go. And now you can win it or go to overtime. The Blue Jay coach is talking it over. A big 3-point shot by Leah Rainier. Her second one of this game. She scored 19. And the senior says, I don't want it to end just yet. Hugoton's pass went straight out of bounds on the other side of the court. And now with the game tied at 55, the Blue Jays will have an opportunity to win it. They got to get the ball inbounded. This was their final timeout. So Sabetha, no timeouts left. They got to get it in. And what will Coach Nate Bauman draw up? Oh, the prints going in the dry erase marker on that board right now are pivotal. The call, and can Sabetha execute it? Sabetha was down 5 earlier in the fourth quarter, a quarter in which they also have led by double digits. With Cheney awaiting the winner in Saturday's state championship game, it comes down to this. Wessel at half court, Krebs to throw it in, Lukert at the high post. Schumann and Rainier are both down at the free throw line. The Lady Jays have 3.8 seconds. Hugoton going to call a timeout? Nope. Krebs gets it into Schumann. She turns, tries to get it to Rainier. Caught it! Shot it! Scored it! Won it! The Blue Jays have won it! They're going to the title game! For the 7th time in school history! Inbounds to Schumann! And the pass to Rainier at the right block! And Rainier makes the basket, and the Blue Jays win 57-55! Unbelievable! Sabetha scores the final 5 points of this game in the final seconds. A 3-pointer by Rainier, a turnover with 3 seconds left by Hugoton. And the Blue Jays get it in, and they win 21 for Leah Renier, who scores the final 5 points in this contest. And the Blue Jays are 23-2 and going to get a shot at Cheney Saturday at 2 for all the marbles here in the 3A Girls Championship game in Hutchinson. Wow! 57-55 postgame coming up. Don't you go anywhere but smile and celebrate, Blue Jay Country. Sabetha girls have won and advanced to the championship.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Gotcha, Monday through Friday.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers, and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors, it just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies are just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Justin Fluke back with you here in the Hutchinson Sports Arena. We're expected to be joined by Coach Nate Bauman and a couple Blue Jay players. Coach Bauman just walked over after the third-place trophy was presented to the Hugoton Eagles and congratulated head coach Emmanuel Adigan. The Hugoton Eagles finished their season with a record of 23 wins and only 2 losses. But what a heartbreaking end to this game, as Hugoton came from 11 points down to start the fourth quarter. They outscored Sabetha 23-8 to take a 4-point lead, 54-50, with just over 2 minutes remaining. But the Blue Jays come back and they win this thing, getting the final 5 points of the contest from Leah Renier, as a couple players are going to come over here and join me on the postgame show. And we're going to start with Leah Renier, with Melina Schumann. And Melina, I'm having trouble putting this one into words. Tell me what you're feeling right now.
I'm kind of shocked right now. It was intense, but I knew we could do it, and I had full confidence in our team.
A huge game of swings. I mean, early you led 10-2, then Hugoton went on a run, and you led by 11 going into the fourth quarter, but then you find yourselves down by 4-5 in the final couple minutes. Like, what did you feel like, this game of swings, and what was going through your mind when you were down by 4 here in the final 2 minutes tonight?
It's tough being down like that and having it switch like that, but this year, throughout everything, we've been really good at overcoming. I mean, we're kind of known for being the overcoming team. And so I had full confidence that we could do it, and I knew that everyone knew that it wasn't over, that we could still get it done.
20 points tonight. You hit 4 3-pointers. I know you came here and won a state volleyball championship. How comfortable did you feel? Because especially offensively, you just looked really in a good rhythm tonight.
I mean, volleyball really did help gain confidence through here, and I knew that, you know, no matter what, you have to put everything out there you can't come out here scared. So I knew that I had to be confident, and I knew my team was confident in me.
So tell me about the final play, your tie game after the turnover, 3.8 seconds left. Was that how it was drawn up? Did you girls execute it to perfection pretty much?
Actually, it was not. The ball was supposed to go to me, and I was supposed to drive, but I knew that once I had it, it was going to Leah. I knew she could put it in, and I knew straight when I got it, it was going to her.
Awesome. She scores the final five of the night. Minnie, awesome game. We'll see you Saturday to try to win it all.
Thank you.
And Minnie Schumann going to hand off the mic to Cameron Wessel, another one of the seniors on this Sabetha girls basketball team. And Cameron, you were down here in volleyball. It felt incredible. Tell me what it's like to have a chance to play now in the state basketball championship game your senior season as well.
It's totally amazing. I love all the senior girls that I get to play with and also all the underclassmen. I mean, we couldn't really do it without them. And coming here for volleyball, it just brought all back the memories and the confidence that we had, and it just totally helped us, and I'm just excited to be back.
You played with the lead through most of the night, but this wasn't easy. I mean, it was a high-scoring game, obviously a very good team. How draining was this game? I mean, it seemed like both teams were, you know, obviously leaving it all out there and really just trying to find a second or third wind at times tonight.
These games like this where we're up and down and the score's high and the score's tight, it is very draining. Mentally draining. You have to stay in it, and you have to stay mentally tough. That's one of our biggest philosophies, is knowing that you got this and knowing your shot's going to go in. And it's just, you get your time on the bench and you get back in and you know it's game time. So it all goes away with the adrenaline.
Final question for you. I want you to go celebrate with the girls. So you get to stay down here for a couple more days. You get to play undefeated Cheney 2:00. I mean, what would it mean? I mean, how awesome of an opportunity, but what would it mean now to come out and be able to play well and knock off an undefeated team to win another state championship in your senior year?
It would be totally amazing. Just playing with my girls, it's so much fun, and I totally have the confidence in every single one of the girls that we can do this. And I think playing an undefeated team is so much fun because there's
pressure's on them.
Yep, pressure's on them, and there's we've have losses. We have. We're okay. We know we're going into this okay, and I'm just excited to see how we do and hope we win.
My heart hasn't stopped racing, but we have about 48 hours to get things back under control. We'll see you here Saturday at 2, Cameron.
Thank you.
Cameron Wessel, another Sabetha Lady Blue Jays senior, going to hand the mic off to Nate Bauman, the head coach for the Lady Blue Jays, now 23-2, and just how you drew it up, right, Coach?
Whoa, baby. Well, maybe that last play, but other than that, not much.
Well, congratulations. Just phenomenal. What a huge game of swings. I mean, you're up 10-2, you're down 19-14, you're up 11 going into the fourth quarter, and then how did you end up down 4 there in the last few minutes?
Well, they really cranked up the pressure. They did a great job of keeping the ball away from Minnie, and obviously we wanted it in her hands as much as we can, and she had a hard time getting it, and I'm sure she played 32 minutes again, so she was a little gassed by the end as well, playing good defense and rebounding. But I was really proud of the other girls for toughing it out. Obviously, Leah hitting the big three, but we had several girls throughout the game hit big shots. Emily hit a three, and Cameron hitting a shot, and Abby hitting a shot at the end of half, and all of those things are huge for us when you get this kind of a game. So, yeah, everybody contributed.
I mean, you shot it well, 57 points tonight. As you mentioned, I mean, the three-pointers seem to be falling. I mean, the girls seem to play with a lot of confidence and obviously had a chance to play with the lead through most of this contest, and hopefully that'll help, I guess, on Saturday, right?
Yeah, you know, coming into it, I was thinking, yeah, they're averaging 60-some points a game. I was thinking, right. Well, it'd be nice. We need to hold them in the 40s, and that was not – we didn't get that done, but we did. We were really aggressive on offense, and they're aggressive on defense, and that gives you some opportunities to attack, and we really took advantage of those. Haven't really seen a team play defense like that probably since Walmigo in game two of the year, but we really did a good job of attacking the basket all over the court.
And your defense, I mean, you give up 55 points, but, geez, I thought the defense was still incredible. Hugoton struggled, especially in the first half, I felt like, shooting from the perimeter. So just quickly kind of tell us about the plan now for the next day and a half here and the excitement to get a crack at undefeated Cheney.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that opportunity. I got to watch them a little bit just online. Their 3 o'clock game today, they're really talented. They got some really good scores. We're going to see defense similar to what we saw tonight as far as pressure, and we'll have to continue to attack that. You know, just the opportunity to stay for the whole weekend now is really big with no third place game here. Usually when you're in the semis, you're here for the whole weekend, but we had to earn that one again tonight, and boy, did we have to earn it.
It wasn't overtime against Roll Valley. It wasn't double overtime against your rival in a sub-state championship against Nemaha, but where does this one rank, Coach?
Heart attack kids, aren't they? The heart attack kids, but – Yeah, it ranks up there. It's on top right now, probably just because it's the most recent. But, yeah, we told them before the game there's no situation we haven't been in this year, whether we're up big or down big early, whether we have to come back late, whether we have to, again, some strategy things, holding the ball, playing man. We went to our run-and-jump man press there at the end and got a couple things, and we haven't had to do that for a while. So just really proud of the way the girls just bought into whatever we asked them to do, including that last play that Minnie and Leah executed really well.
No doubt. Coach, go enjoy it. Congratulations. We'll come back and do it again Saturday.
Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Coach Nate Bauman of the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays, they are victorious 57-55, the final here tonight. Sabetha wins it on a buzzer beater over the Hugoton Eagles, and they will get undefeated Cheney in the 3A Girls State Championship game. We'll have that game broadcasted for you on Saturday at 2 o'clock. It'll likely be over on 103.9 KNZA, so not to confuse you, but just to give you a little heads up on 92.1 KMZA here this evening, because we had the Donovan West girls on 103.9, but D West girls lost a heartbreaker, a game in which they led most of the night but ended up falling in the fourth quarter to Norwich. Final score in that one was Norwich 54 and Donovan West girls 49. And then Sabetha leading by 11 coming into the fourth quarter, blew the lead, trailed 54-50 with 2:21 to go. It was a 23-8 Hugoton run. Hugoton made 4 or 5 three-point shots in that fourth quarter when they really got rolling there. But the Blue Jays in Big 7 League fashion and Sabetha fashion didn't blink, didn't start to hang their head, scored the final 5 points of this game in the final few seconds. A three by Leah Renier with about 8 seconds to go. That tied it at 55. And then Hugoton turns it over. And with 3 seconds left, the Blue Jays get it into Minnie Schumann on the left wing. Instead of driving, tried to score. She passes to her senior teammate, Leah Renier. And Leah hits the shot as time expires on the right block to give the Blue Jays the big 57-55 victory. Kurt, I'm going to make you do one more timeout here, buddy. I got to total up some stats. We got to do our player to bank on, and they might have to kick me out of the Hutchinson Sports Arena. But I want to do a few more things here and add a few more stats up and get a final numbers put together before we wrap up this broadcast. So if you could play another quick commercial break here during our post game, which is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business, Be Outdoors, for residential, commercial, and agricultural property. We will pick our player to bank on and give you the final stats of this game live from Hutch here on 92.1 KMZA, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
My name is Tyler, and I have submitted myself to the care of Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness for the past 3.5 months after putting it off for 15 years. What has been life-changing about the care I received from Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha was not only that Dr. Lucre worked to realign my spine, but also gave me the right exercises that have stabilized and strengthened my back. So well, in fact, that when my 4-year-old tries to use me as a trampoline, I no longer have the pain I used to have. My family has had a great experience with Dr. Lucre, and I know you would too.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Justin Fluke back with you one final time. My appreciation to studio engineer Kurt Kilman as the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays get it done here today in dramatic fashion, 57-55 over Hugoton. Going to go ahead now and get you the final statistics of this contest as Sabetha scores the final 5 points in the final 8 seconds. And those points all came from Leah Renier, a three-pointer to tie it, then a Hugoton quick turnover, and the Blue Jays get a Renier basket as time expired to win this one 57-55. Sabetha made 10 of 15 free throws in this game. They made 7 of 15 three-pointers. So the Blue Jays almost 50% from three-point land, and 4 threes by Melina Schumann, 2 big ones by Leah Renier. Emily Krebs had one in the third quarter as well. Sabetha ended up with 13 turnovers here tonight. Some team stats for Hugoton. 16 turnovers. They go 8 of 20 from long range, but 5 of the 8 makes for Hugoton from three-point land came in the fourth quarter. Hugoton was 7 of 16 at the free throw line. So let's not forget, Hugoton missed the front end of a 1-1 with 20 seconds to go. They missed the second of two free throws two other times in the final 3.5 minutes of that fourth quarter. So they end up under 50% from the free throw line here in this game. That was something I'd kind of lost for the moment as well, that Hugoton's probably thinking about right now with some free throws, a chance maybe to extend that four-point lead they got, 54-50 with 2:21 to go, but they get just 1 point the rest of the night as Sabetha scores 7 of the final 8 and the final 5 here this evening. Field goal percentage for these two teams, Hugoton ends up 41%, made 20 of 49 shots, got better as the game went on, were hot as firecrackers in the fourth quarter. For Sabetha, they make 40% tonight, shooting 20 of 50. Rebounds were huge. In fact, that's what kind of hurt Sabetha. Besides those three-pointers and the run by Hugoton there in the fourth quarter, Sabetha out-rebounded by 8 tonight, but gave up 5 more offensive rebounds than their opponents. That was pretty big. Jordan Beard, the 6'1 girl for Hugoton, had 14 rebounds to go along with 8 points and 8 blocked shots by Jordan Beard. She's one of three seniors that will end their season for Hugoton here tonight, but three sophomores lead him, and this team will continue to be very, very good. Final scoring for Hugoton had Mike and Hamlin scoring 22. Samaya Adigan had 14. Jordan Beard with the 8 that we mentioned. Also 6 for McKenna Hamlin on the second half, and Gianna Voss had 5. All those came in the fourth quarter. Hugoton with the weather's second loss of the year. They lost to Liberal and Sabetha. And they are 23-2. They'll get a third-place trophy here from 3A and Hutch. For Sabetha, they're scoring tonight. Leah Rinier, 21, and Melina Schumann with 20. Those girls averaged 12 to 13 per night to lead this team. Both did about double the offense here tonight. Sabetha needed them all. You knew Hugoton was going to score, coming in averaging 61. Blue Jays got 57 tonight, and that was enough to beat them. Schumann with 20, and Rinier with 21. Mary Lukert had 6, all in the fourth quarter. Big for Lukert there down the stretch. Cameron Wessel, who we had on the postgame interview, she scored 4. Emily Krebs hit a 3. Abby Russell had 2, and Nicole Stahlbaumer had 1. So a total of 7 girls scored for Sabetha here in this contest this evening. I got to be honest, folks. I've broadcasted a lot of games. I've broadcasted a lot of state tournament, state playoff, postseason-type games, and a lot of sports and a lot of venues. A ton of them have been here in Hutchinson, whether on the football field or here inside the sports arena. But that one, man, that was fun. If you guys enjoyed that half as much as I did, then we're all smiles tonight and celebrating, because that was fun. I truly appreciate the opportunity. And Nate Bauman, congratulations to him, his staff, and his Sabetha Lady Blue Jays, who show some grit. Up 11 in the fourth quarter, they blow the lead, down 4 in the final 2 minutes, and come back to win this game 57-55. I got to go with two players to bank on tonight. No way you're making me pick between Melina Schumann and Leah Rinier. Both those girls deserve it all. Schumann with 20, 4 threes. Rinier had 21. And it's those two girls that get it done in the final 3 seconds with the inbound at half court, the pass to Schumann, who had the opportunity to drive and score. But she said in the postgame interview, I saw Leah, I knew Leah had it all the way, so she passed it to Rinier, shot and scored as the time expired. Rinier with 21, Schumann with 20, our players to bank on, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega. By the way, the Big 7 League girls, and they have had a team now in the state title game 4 of the last 5 years. The only time they didn't have a team in the title game was last year when we didn't have a title game, but remember Royal Valley was here a couple times, and so 4 out of the last 5 years now, the Big 7 girls have been represented in the championship game of the 3A state tournament. We'll be back Saturday at 2 o'clock. We'll have Sabetha girls against undefeated Cheney. I'll be here to bring it to you live, likely over on our sister station, 103.9 KNZA. Follow along with us, msesports.net. You can go back and listen to this game live, online, and free. We'll have the broadcast as well Saturday and a story up at MSC Sports here later this evening. This was an honor and a pleasure. It was a phenomenal game. Sabetha wins at 57-55. My thanks to studio engineer Kurt Kilman, to all the sponsors, and you, the listeners. This has been Justin Fluke. So long, everybody. Until Saturday, thanks for listening.